VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The longest government shutdown in American history continues, entering its 23rd day on Sunday. Earlier Saturday, the president tweeted, "We have a massive humanitarian crisis at our southern border." The shutdown stems from Trump's demand for billions of dollars to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, a move the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives has refused. Mr. Trump said Sunday that the damage from the country's badly broken border with Mexico is, quote, far greater than the effects of the longest ever partial government shutdown. The president has said he may declare a national emergency to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham shared this recommendation he made to the president.
I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks, before he pulls the plug, see if we can get a deal. If we can, at the end of 3 weeks, all bets are off. See if he can do it by himself through the emergency powers.
Also appearing on Fox News Sunday, Senator Chris Coons, who said Democrats are ready to work with the White House on border security.
I do think if we reopen the government, if the president ends this shutdown crisis, we have folks who can negotiate a responsible, modern investment in technology that will actually make us safer.
800,000 federal employees, including federal law enforcement officers, are either off the job or working without pay, including those at the Voice of America. The House and Senate approved a bill to provide back pay after the shutdown ends. The president is expected to sign it. In an interview, President Trump avoided giving a direct answer when asked if he currently is or has ever worked for Russia. The New York Times report cited unnamed former law enforcement officials and others familiar with an investigation into Mr. Trump. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday that an ongoing boycott of Qatar by four of America's allies in the Middle East has dragged on too long, although he gave no sign of any coming breakthrough in the dispute. Bahrain, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates began a boycott of Qatar in June 2017, alleging that it funds extremist groups and has too close ties to Iran.
We're all more powerful when we're working together, when disputes are limited, and when we have common challenges in the region and around the world. Disputes between countries that have a shared objective are never helpful.
Pompeo also said Sunday the United States will ask the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to make sure those who murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi are held accountable for their crime.
We'll continue to talk about that and make sure we have all the facts so that they are held accountable, certainly by the Saudis, but by the United States as well, where appropriate.
The Sudanese government says more than 3 weeks of anti-government protests have left 24 people dead. That's a casualty toll higher by five from the previous tally announced by authorities. Four people have been confirmed dead in a suspected gas explosion in Paris on Saturday. Authorities on Sunday found the body of a woman reported missing the day before underneath the rubble at a bakery, the site of the explosion in the French capital. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The blast on Saturday morning also injured dozens of people. Authorities said 10 people remained in a critical condition. A spokesperson for the Paris Fire Department said about 30 firefighters were at the site Sunday to search for other potential victims amid a mountain of debris and wrecked cars. Paris authorities said 12 neighboring buildings that were damaged by the blast, apparently due to a gas leak, have been evacuated. Temporary accommodations were provided for about 40 residents, while dozens of others have been housed by family and friends.
The leader of the Republican minority in the U.S. House of Representatives said Sunday that action will be taken against Congressman Steve King, a Republican lawmaker from rural Iowa, who has questioned why the terms white nationalist and white supremacist are offensive. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told CBS News he is going to hold a, quote, serious conversation with the 69-year-old King on Monday, reviewing whether King should be stripped of his House committee assignments, which would leave him all but powerless to shape any legislation that comes before the House. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.